Most days, Birmingham's 95.7 Jams sounds like this. But in the days after the tornado, it was wall-to-wall news.
Back in studio with our coverage as we ourselves had to get to our places of safety.
Immediately after the storm, I called to say I have grave reservations.
That's David DeBose, head of Cox Media Group in Birmingham. The company he called was Arbitron. It's like the Nielsens of radio. Arbitron mails out diaries for people to record what stations they listen to.
When the tornado hit, you had some diaries that were already in the field. Imagine, are you going to fill out your diary, or are you going to worry about dealing with the debris that's in your yard or hole in your roof?
Sure enough, Jams dropped from its long-held number one spot in the market to number five. DeBose demands Arbitron dump the ratings for the period when the tornado hit, but Arbitron's Beth Webb says no way.
A few days' disruption isn't going to disrupt the entire service if things get back to normal.
And she says things did get back to normal. The company collected enough diaries. Webb says a blip for one station doesn't warrant canceling the ratings for the entire Birmingham area. Industry execs say this rumble over ratings points to a larger problem. Arbitron is a monopoly. If it wants to dig its feet in on any issue, there's not much radio stations can do about it.
It's not due to some sort of nefarious plot.
Peter Dominowski is with Market Trends Research. He says other companies have tried competing against Arbitron, but didn't last because the business is highly specialized and expensive. Observers note, until another company gets in the radio ratings business, there are bound to be more disputes. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.